1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 1 to 7. In this short discourse, I want to look for the last time at this episode, this crunch episode in the life of David and Jonathan. David has been anointed, but at this point, Saul hates David. He's full of bitterness, malice, hatred, malicious. He wants him killed. And he commands his son Jonathan and all the attendants to kill David. Tremendous pressure put on by the father, the king, political pressure, peer pressure, the attendants and all around him and so on. But. Jonathan was very fond of David. He loved David. He'd made a covenant with David. Would it stand the test? And Jonathan comes through this test with flying colors at this stage. He proves his fondness. He proves his faithfulness, his trustworthiness. He had given his word. He shared his good. He had goods. He had spiritual fellowship and friendship with David. And when the test came, he stood his ground and he stood with David. Even though it was against his best interests, if he had been self-seeking, this would have been the main chance. End David's life, and Jonathan would be king. But he was faithful to the covenant, and he told David, he was practical in his love and demonstration of it, and he stood up to his father. He told him home truths, plainly and bluntly, but lovingly, and took the opportunity to do so. We've seen all that. And now we come to this. Saul listened to Jonathan, and took this oath. As surely as the Lord lives, David will not be put to death. So Jonathan called David and told him the whole conversation. He brought him to Saul, and David was with Saul as before. If this was the last chapter in this life of David, Jonathan, and Saul, it would be a very lovely thing, but of course it's not the final chapter. But what do we learn here? I'm speaking about Jonathan. It's thoughts on Jonathan. What do we learn about Jonathan in these short verses? He must have been a young man who inspired confidence. He inspired confidence in two very different characters. Look at his father. Hateful, malicious, murderous, venomous, spiteful, jealous. Look at David, the young stripling. And yet both these characters trusted Jonathan. David trusted his friend's word, and Saul was placated by his son's counsel. Jonathan is a mediator, a peacemaker, a subduer. Blessed are the peacemakers. That's a new covenant principle. Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, and so on. God blesses them. God honors them. They are the children of God. Jonathan proves he has this grace in him in this experience. He's a confidence giver. He's a trust maker because he's a trustworthy young man. He is a persuader. He is a winner, not only of arguments, but of the men. He subdues any anxiety there might be in David. He gives him confidence. And he subdues any bitterness there might be in Saul. And the two are together again. He removes jealousy. He averts sin. And he does it in an open and honest way. He shows both men. He draws them together. He explains it all out to them. He's been open and frank with them both. We need such men, brother and sister. We need such men in the assemblies, in our families, amongst our friends. Friends, families, and in the churches, we need peacemakers, subduers of bitterness, removers of controversy and difficulty between brothers. This, as I say, is a new covenant principle. Let me read to you from 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. Look at Jonathan here. He did not envy David. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. not self-seeking. He wasn't looking out for his own interest here. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Jonathan is a great man, exemplifying these characteristics of the new covenant in advance here. He's a challenge to us. He's an instruction to us. He's an instruction to us. He's a warning to us. He's an encouragement to us. He kept his love with David, and he subdued his father's hatred. Brother and sister, we need Jonathans today. I want to be a Jonathan. I encourage you to desire the same. May we have the ability that this man had, the gift and the grace, to do it. I close by accommodating another text of Scripture. There is a greater than Jonathan here. There is a greater than Jonathan. Who is the great Jonathan? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Look how he is our mediator, brother. Look how he is our mediator, sister. He has stood between us and Almighty God. He has drawn us together. He has removed the enmity. What enmity was that? Our sin and God's wrath upon us. And we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the great Jonathan. And brother and sister, we have to show, for Christ's sake, this same love and peace making that Christ showed to us. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2. We have to love and forgive even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us in our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as Christ has loved his Father, just as Christ has served, this is the standard for us. This is the new covenant standard. It's not the law. It's Christ. It's the gospel. So Jonathan is a picture of the great Jonathan Christ. But we must be Jonathans in return under our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord brings peace and is peace at all times. I was reading that in 2 Thessalonians just a few minutes ago, chapter 3 and verse 16. Christ has brought us peace. Peace which passes all understanding. May his peace rule in our hearts today, and may we be peacemakers. One final word. Unbeliever, you need this great mediator. You need one to make peace between you and Almighty God. The gurus won't do it. Confucius has no answer for it. Muhammad can't give it. The Pope can't give it. The watchtower can't give it. No. The only peacemaker, the only way, the only advocate between God and men, between man and God, the only supplier of this peace is Christ, who by his precious blood and his death bore the wrath of God for his people, and all who trust in him find peace with God. I plead with you, urge you, command you, invite you, encourage you. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ now, and you will be at peace with God. Refuse him, and you will know the wrath of God without measure. I plead with you, do not go that way. Well, that is what I see here in 1 Samuel 19, verses 1 to 7. Jonathan, yes, a good man, a great man, and he has lessons to teach us. But he points me, and I hope he points you, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.